The unity of the disciples is for what Christ died. This was the central message of Capuchin Father Raniero Cantalamessa during his homily before the Holy Father during the Liturgy of the Passion of the Lord on Good Friday.
Oremus.
Pope Benedict had led the people of St. Peter's Basilica in prayer, listening with them to the account of the Passion of Christ from the Gospel of St. John. Traditionally, the sermon at this liturgy is not preached by the Pope, but by the official preacher of the pontifical household. Father Cantalamessa said that doctrinal and institutional ecumenism is not sufficient if it's not accompanied by spiritual ecumenism.
Anche questo ecumenismo dottrinale o di vertice non è però sufficiente.
He said all believers shall be reunited only when they are on their knees with a contrite and humiliated heart. He pointed out the example of Focolari founder Chiara Lubich, who was laid to rest last week, as a pioneer and model of the spiritual ecumenism of love. The Capuchin friar warned that ecumenism must be based on the divinity of Christ and the Holy Trinity. He said there exists today an ecumenism of incredulity, which continues to proclaim the formulas of faith, but empties them of their meaning. He said that this was an ecumenism which, in its extreme form, leads to everyone believing the same thing, because no one any longer believes anything. He said the other form of ecumenism is an ecumenism of faith, which unites all those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that Christ died to save all humankind. He said in today's world, the fundamental distinction among Christians is not between Catholics, Orthodox, and Protestants, but between those who believe that Christ is the Son of God and those who don't. After the homily, the people of the Basilica venerated the crucifix, with the words of the traditional Good Friday reproaches echoing through the church. My people, what have I done to you? In what way have I offended you? After communion, the people left silently, awaiting Saturday evening and the coming Easter celebration. I'm Charles Collins.